All can catch Natalie, Vera, and I, Robert, speaking at this year's PodFest Global Summit. And for a free ticket, DM Financially Savvy in 20 minutes on Instagram or Financially Savvy Latina for her code. Here is a sneak preview of her last year's presentation, Be the Unicorn, at PodFest Global Summit that broke a new Guinness World Record, and she officially becoming a record holder. To watch the full presentation, visit podfestexpo.com. Enjoy a special never-released episode. PodFest is March 1st through the 5th, where she will be presenting Bilingual Podcasting is My Superpower.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
All right, so to the stage, we're welcoming Natalie Torres-Haddad. She's going to be talking about Be the Unicorn in Your Marketing. And in just a second here, we're bringing her on here so she could, let's see here, promote to panelist. She's joining as we speak, takes about a few seconds. Here she is. Natalie, feel free to unmute yourself, put your video live, and then just hit share screen and you could share your PowerPoints. There you are.
How's it going? Hi guys, I'm so excited.
We're excited for you.
Awesome. Thank you. And Natalie did a great job. And I'm like, oh, how easy is that? Same thing. All right, let's get this going.
And so this part's for the Zero to Launch. Oh, cool. Look at that. PodFest Global. I love it. For the Zero to Launch, this is very important because we've done Zero to Launch before. And we usually teach how to set up your feed earlier. But what we learned is we got to talk about marketing before you even set up your feed so you know you're in the right realm. So Natalie, we're excited about you teaching the marketing aspect of how to look at your podcast, how to market it. So I'm going to mute myself. If you just share your screen, it's all yours.
Awesome. Oh, let me get that. One second. It's always a share. And I'm also today with a fractured wrist.
What happened?
You fractured your wrist? Hiking accident, but it's okay. I'm doing the best that I can. Of course, it's the one that I do everything with. So I'm always like, everything's super slow for me. So bear with me, everybody. But
you're a trooper. Thank you for doing it.
I'm excited. Oh, no, absolutely. So yourself unique to that particular audience, right? So these are some of the things I always tell people is make sure you send them an email. And I will give everyone my free sample. It's a guidebook actually on how to write it and what you should be including in that email. And what I see too often is I'll get emails and people just send me their bio, their picture and be like, love to be on your podcast. But there's absolutely no mention about what my podcast is about. So one, it lets me know they've never even heard my podcast. Maybe they might've subscribed, but do that. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you listen to tons of episodes. And in that email, I always tell people, include what it is that you can provide for their audience. It's not about pitching yourself and saying, this is why I'm great. This is why I know you people will learn from me. But more importantly is how is it going to benefit that podcaster? And what happens is not only are you having cross promotion, but it's functionally free marketing for you. And we know how expensive it can get to market your podcast. And there's a lot of studies out there. One of the things I always see is Harvard Business just came out with a review saying that about 15% of your income or profits should go to your marketing, right? And for many of us starting out, we don't really know what our marketing costs will be. And my motto is have fun, be fabulous, and frugal. And one of the difficult things about that is like, well, how can you afford to pay for marketing when you don't really know how much it's going to be? So starting out on other people's podcasts could not only save you a lot of money, right? But also it starts introducing you to other people's audience and vice versa. And trust me, a lot of people will come back and say, we would love to have you on again because you've provided valuable content, right? So in that sample email, which I'll have the whole thing break down for you that you can have, you want to include what it is, the top three things that you can provide for that audience, right? So start that off in the email first. Say, obviously, I love your podcast and I always talk about which episodes really meant the most to me. But make sure you're also commenting on their podcast too. So, you know, when you get a chance to review it, you know, mention why you like it, recommend it to other people, use your social media to elevate other people's podcasts, right? Because then guess what? They really do see you're investing your time into their podcast. And that also shows some of your uniqueness already, because I'm telling you, I get tons of emails every single day on people saying that they want to be on my podcast and this is what they can do, but never do they mention what they can really provide for the audience and what particular episodes maybe resonated with them. So I understand that they're not investing any time on me, right? And so as podcasters, we're not only spending time to record and do all this other things that come with it. But for me, I'm going to remember, oh, you know what? Natalie really went out of her way. She was promoting like crazy on her social media. She was always tagging us. This was even before being on the show, right? So guess what? You've already invested time in there. So make sure you go about and, you know, sharing is caring and being able to say, these people really make a difference when I listen to their podcast. Now, stating what you can offer to their listeners, I just looking at some of the past speakers, every single one of them have an expertise. This is where I tell people, learn how to brag for yourself. So this is what I mean by bragging, right? So bragging is this taboo that we're told not to do, right? Because it's like, oh, you're gonna sound conceited, or, you know, whatever. If you're good enough, people will hear. But for starting out, especially if you're thousands amongst of other podcasters, how are people supposed to know what you know, what your expertise is, and who you're bringing onto your show, right? So learn how to properly brag about yourself, right? So telling your own story. I recommend every single one of you, if you're writing things down, I hope you are. These are the two things I always tell people. Learn to share your accomplishments and your challenges. Why is this important? Well, we can talk about day and night about all of our challenges, right? And so, oh, you know what? I started the podcast because something difficult happened to me. For me, that's exactly why I started the podcast, because I'm like, you know what? I'm always talking about money and financial literacy, but I never could see enough content that I felt was catered to not only people of color, women, entrepreneurs, and people that are just, you know, wanting to learn something in quick. All my content is under 20 minutes. And so for me, that's one of the reasons why I started it, but really try to figure out what it is that you can share with other people and say, you know what my accomplishments are. Maybe you have some degrees, maybe you have some credentials, maybe you have an expertise in a particular field, right? One of the podcasts that I love, it's like they talk about different types of coffees, right? Because they love coffee. And so they said, I've been drinking coffee since I was 10, you know, 30 years of drinking coffee and all these different marks, right? So start telling people what your expertise are, because then people will want to say, you know what, my audience can learn from you, right? And so for me, I always pitch myself, I have all these degrees, I've been doing this for many years, almost decades, right? So it's important for you to learn how to share your story. It's an elevator pitch, right? And many of you have heard what an elevator pitch is. It's basically under 2 minutes. If you can do that, not just in an email, but when you're doing it through a podcast, in a sense where you're telling them, you know what, this is what's really important to me. This is what I'm good at, right? And then include in maybe one or two of your challenges. Because think about it, most people will remember your story, audiences will remember your story because they remember something that was difficult that they had to overcome. And I always think about like these amazing, you know, Olympians and people that do, you know, they might be first or second place, but I don't always remember who won first place. I remember that person that said, oh yeah, you know what? I shattered all my bones and I thought I was never going to be able to walk again. And here I am now, you know, winning at least a place in the Olympics, right? So this is something that I think people sometimes overlook, and they're so quick to say, oh, I've been on Forbes, I've been on Huffington Post, but I always tell people, you know what, I dealt with depression. I dealt with not knowing what financial literacy is. And even becoming that vulnerable can be really difficult, but guess what? That's how people resonate with you. So let them know what you're going to let their audience know, especially if it's different content. I recommend all of you to start reaching out to podcasts that aren't necessarily in your field. So for me, financial literacy and money, right? But I actually like to reach out to other podcasts that are in different realms. So mental health for women of color, whatever your boxes are checking off, because you're still going to bring value to their audience. And maybe their audience isn't exactly who your audience listeners will be, but guess what? They know other people and they'll refer you and say, you know what? I heard someone that was talking about mental health. I was, you know, listening to this podcaster that was really helpful in helping me how to market, right? So this is a way for you to really pitch yourself, and other people will start pitching for you. Another thing is be specific in that email or that phone call or whoever, how you're cold calling the other podcast, is referring that episode number. Why? Because it lets them know that you really listened to it and include what it is that really resonated with you. As you can see in this picture, I did a podcast called Pink Cafe and I really liked, they were starting out and I really liked their episode. And so I mentioned which episode, I put the number in and I said, you know, it really was well when I saw Carolina talk about this particular topic. And it resonated with me because this is part of my story, right? And then in your bio, less than 100 words in your bio is fine, because think about it. People don't have time to read emails over and over, and let alone read your bio, read what's good for them. So the very first tagline will be, I love your episode number so, and mention a couple if you want, but include why that is so important, why it was resonated to you, right? Because it lets them know that you really do care about their podcast and you're not just trying to get on there and sell yourself. And it gives you some of that opportunity. Now, don't stress out, you'll find your niche, right? So being yourself, being the unicorn is just being comfortable with yourself, right? I understand that for me, I have a lot of energy. I like fun, you know, as you can even see my jacket, right? I love to engage. I love to do different things, right? It'll come with ease. And I had to, go, of course, give Chris a shout out. I love his book. I definitely read it. And it's just that concept is you just start and then everything will come in play. And you start figuring out, okay, are you by season? Are you going to do this weekly? Are you going to be doing interviews? Or are you going to be a solo host, the co-host? Are you going to incorporate different other solo hosts? You know, there's different ways to make your podcast different. You don't have to copy every single one that's doing the same thing in your industry, right? Because that gets boring. I've seen podcasts like Stacking Benjamin that has games, that has trivias in there. You know, there's different types of podcasts that I look at where I'm like, I pay attention to their music, right? Use unique music. If you don't have an intro song, look for one that's just unique to you, right? So every time you use it, it gets consistent. Repetition is key, especially when it comes to marketing. And if you don't have enough money, there's definitely free ways that you can get some of that music. But I also like reaching out to producers that have something unique to what I'm doing, right? And you could do multi-language. How is it that you're going to put pivots, right? But how are you going to be pivoting? Especially right now where we're seeing people through the pandemic having to not only do more, they're wanting to do more episodes, but they're pivoting in different areas because they see that there's so many podcasts within their industry that it's starting to sound too repetitive. So, you know, maybe you can include, you know what, I'm going to throw in a few different words because I want them to learn a specific, you know, I always talk about financial literacy being a foreign language. So I'm always throwing in terms, and it's a bilingual podcast too, right? But guess what? You can start doing something that might be a little bit different, like having a little music, especially if it's just audio. How do you engage people? Think about what they're doing at home right now. Think about what they're doing at work. There's constant noise. There's constant people right now. I work from home. And so, you know, my home office usually used to be quiet. Now it's like, I'm dealing with the dogs and my husband hanging home, right? So it's like, how do you get people's attention? So figure out how you can transition. And if you're doing it by season, or however you're deciding to do your podcast, especially for newbies, we sometimes don't know. We want to do every single episode every week, and we want to do all these things, but we get burnt out. So understand that it's okay to pivot. And I really recommend all of you, if you haven't gotten Chris's book, read it, because it's kind of that reminder that we all have a uniqueness. I always say the unicorn that we are, right? That niche within our market. And sometimes it's just getting out there and doing that. And little by little, you'll see other people picking up that same format, right? I mean, I started talking about doing bilingual within the podcast, and then other people started doing it. I'm like, I love that, because guess what? You start building your own trend and people will see your authenticity. They will see what makes you you. And ideally, that's what people come back to, right? As opposed to the same, you know, same type of format. And I'll be honest with you, this is one of the things I thank Chris and Katie and the whole team, but what I love seeing is not only diversity, because I believe representation matters, but I think what's really cool is that we get an opportunity to shine light on different stories, right? And so being unique, being the unicorn, is how do you market yourself and saying, this is my story that's different. Maybe there's thousands of people that can teach what I do or talk what I do, but guess what? There's only one person that's had my experiences. There's only one person that has connections to these incredible people that I interview, right? Most of them are self-made millionaires. So it's like having that connection and saying, I can bring this to the rest of the world, will definitely shine through.
To learn more about the podcast, check out financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. For more interviews, Make sure you look up Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes on YouTube and Instagram TV. To hire the trailblazer, as Forbes featured her the financial and mental health advocate for your next workshop or speaking engagement, follow Natalie at Financially Savvy Latina on all social platforms. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.